Kesselring saw the doctor again, so but I hope to see him skate by probably the end of the week here.
Do you have any sort of time frame for Alex?
No, right now I kind of stay in that day-to-day category. Don't really have a time frame for him.
Sorry. Yes. Yep. Are you relieved that it doesn't appear to be anything major with
him? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, that was the good news with it, that I missed a little bit of time, but it doesn't look like anything too major.
Did Danforth skate on his own?
I believe he did have a little skate, yeah. Just his preliminary. Get going again.
As far as Jason Zucker goes, we've talked about what he offers you, but you know, just to have the depth that you've had over this streak, I mean, it's been unique to see, you know, Peyton move up. I mean, he's staying there. Just how much has the depth like really boosted you? I mean, it's been pretty high end.
Well, it's been very important, obviously. I mean, we've been hit pretty hard. Not many teams have been hit harder with injuries than we have. So when you have, you know, Oslin, Rosine, Dunn, Krebs, the guys that maybe don't play as much, moved up and have played as well as they did, they're a big factor in the reason we were able to put that many games together. I mean, you know, right now you look in the back end, we got Timmins and Kesselring out, and I think the depth with the guys we've got there, and Metzger coming in playing as well as he has, and Bryce going in, again, has kept us alive on the back end.
This is Jason Zucker's second or third time coming back from missing long spans with injuries. Do you see like an excitement coming out of him? Is he ready to come back? What have you sensed from him as far as this time coming back?
Yeah, you know, I think that he's really looking forward to it. You know, I think he can. Our power play has been better when he's in the lineup and when he's on it. He's got the most power play goals, so he can help us in that aspect. But I think the little extra time helped him too. I mean, he came off an upper body and a lower body at the same time, and I think a little frustrated he wasn't put back in earlier. But I think the little extra time will help him too, and I think he can help us.
Wouldn't he understand, too, you guys were on a 10-game winning streak. I mean, you don't want to really mess with that too much, too.
It's not, you know, it's not so much, I'll say this about the winning part of it. It's just how well the individuals were playing, the reward for staying. There wasn't like you could look at and say, boy, this guy's struggling, you know. We were getting an effort from everybody that, you know, when we sit as coaches and, you know, even Yarmo sitting in some of our meetings and we're talking about lineup, you're talking about, well, does he deserve to come out? You know, and that's a great problem to have. You don't have that problem very often. You know, if you want to base it on last game, we could probably have quite a few guys come out.
He expressed his frustration to you about that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I talked to him before that Dallas game, and he was anxious to get back in, which he should be. And any player that sits out shouldn't be happy. If he's happy, he's in the wrong business. So, as a veteran, put me in a lineup.
And especially since every game he had been out was a winning game, and that was building up.
You had to bring that up too, didn't you?
<I'm sure>
No, he didn't. And he didn't bring any of that up. He wanted to play. He wanted to be back in the lineup. I respect that. I want him to be unhappy. I want him to be upset with not being in the lineup. That's a good place to be.
How has this been for Kesselring? It seems like he's been battling really both of these injuries. Like, he's never really quite gotten to 100%.
Yeah, you know, he was getting pretty close. And then, again, he got hit here again. Basically the same injury he was dealing with. So sort of tweaked what he was dealing with, and now hopefully won't be near as long, but we'll get him back and get him going again.
The first one or the second one, I guess?
I think it's the second one. The second one, not the first one, the second one.
I know you're going to say it's one at a time, and I know that.
Yeah.
You do have six out of the next seven here, and it does seem like you've been building a lot here this season. Especially in recent games, just how huge an opportunity is this to really get everybody behind you and keep rolling in this building?
Well, you know, I think it's really important that you focus in on what made us a good team, and that we played really well away from the puck. We played well defensively. We kept the high-quality opportunities down. We were able to play the game the right way in tight games, won a lot of tight games, won overtime games. It is, like you say, there's, you know, we're looking at one game, and that's tomorrow's game, but we would really like to establish that this is a tough building to come in and play, that, you know, when they come, they go, man, the Sabres are playing well in here. That starts with playing well defensively. I think that the second part, you got to be ready to flat out outwork the other team. You can think you can outskill them. There's skill everywhere. We got to be ready to put the work in. That means outskate them, out back check them, which has been a strong suit for us in this segment.
Do you get a taste of that against Boston? Just the atmosphere. I mean, there was a buzz that night, and I think it was
special. The buzz was. I mean, it was awesome. I mean. There was, even when we landed the other night, there was a couple cars parked outside the airport there that, you know, a couple guys were yelling. That was pretty cool to see, too. But I think that's the excitement of getting yourself in a good place. We've worked hard to get to that place, so we got to work even harder to stay there. That was part of the meeting this morning, that there's nothing easy. There's no team you can point to and say, well, this is going to be an easier one tonight. We got to put the work in. We got to be ready to continue to play the way we've been playing behind the other team, manage the puck. We're managing the puck well. We're a tough team to play against.
These are good decisions to have to make, but they're hard decisions too. And I'll use Dunn as an example. I mean, you've talked many times what he's brought to the lineup, and when you're sitting in there with your staff, that has to be difficult to say, well, maybe, you know, do we pull him out or look at what he's brought?
Yeah, I think. Paul, there's an opportunity with you. Look at the number of games we have to play. That it doesn't matter, kind of win or lose. We can put a couple fresh guys in the lineup, or if somebody's a little bit banged up, somebody else can go in. I look at Kozak. He's ready to play. You know, he's knocking on the doorstep to getting back in, and I think he can help us too. We've seen when he's in the lineup, his speed, his penalty killing has been good. He's been. A lot of nights he'd been able to take key draws for us. So we've got, I still say it's a good problem to have.
What have you seen from Josh Doan playing with Tage Thompson the last little bit?
I think you've got a guy that's incredibly, he's hard on the puck. Like, he's around the puck. He's a puck hound. He's, he can take a lot of pucks away from people. He can surprise a lot of people. And he's still making good plays at the same time. So, it's kind of a unique chemistry there between those two. You know, that he's pretty good around net front, and Tage's got a great shot. But I think you look at the Dallas game where Tage is around net front and gets a rebound goal and then gets a nice play from Oslin. Sometimes there's a little bit of moving pieces when the lines, you know, we're coming after power play or penalty killing. And it's an opportunity for other guys to play with each other. And I think you'll probably see a little bit of that, too. It depends on what special teams look at on a given night.